Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. This offering from researchandmarkets.com has been added to the list of ads for Research and Markets for the Ventilator and Air Conditioning Agriculture Market 2016-2026. In indoor agriculture, ventilation and air conditioning are used to control the temperature, humidity and carbon dioxide concentration of the plants required. Air conditioning systems help to maintain the required temperatures and humidity levels and maintain the level that is essential for the growth of plants and vegetables. Fan and Air Conditioners Agricultural Market 2016-2026. A ventilation system helps maintain the required air flows, maintaining the required air pressure and temperature in the courtyard, and maintaining the humidity level at the level essential for the growth of the plant or vegetable. The agricultural fan and air conditioning market 2016-2026 is expected to reach a CAGR of 11% in 2019-2023. The analysis takes into account sales of new equipment and retrofits, and also takes into account market growth in terms of market share, market size and growth rate. Indoor farming practices offer many benefits, including better yields for a certain crop, and thus an increase in farmers' income. Therefore, such benefits, which include ventilation and air conditioning, together with the increased focus of farmers on inland farming, will drive the growth of this market over the forecast period. Technavio, the emerging trend in the container industry, will have a positive impact on the market and will contribute significantly to its growth in these forecast periods. This is driven by the increasing use of refrigeration and ventilation equipment in indoor agriculture and encourages the use of indoor farming practices by farmers. The research report also analyzes other key trends and market drivers that will influence market growth from 2019 to 2023. The new equipment segment had a significant market share in 2018 and this trend is expected to continue over the forecast horizon. Increasing investment in vertical indoor cultivation methods and the growing demand for indoor cannabis cultivation will play a significant role in maintaining the market position of the new installation segment. It also examines the benefits of indoor ventilation and air conditioning systems and the growing concerns about food safety. However, the high cost of indoor cannabis cultivation and the lack of suitable ventilation equipment may hamper the growth of this segment and its market growth. Poultry pads are designed to promote poultry health and production, but they require environmental control of heat, temperature and ventilation to achieve profitable returns. The worldwide evaporative cooling pad systems are dominated by metric and cooling pad media. In agriculture, combines, aspen chips, pig hair and aspen chips are used to cool cooling pads. Cooling cushions and cooling media such as air conditioners, heat exchangers, air coolers and air conditioning systems are used worldwide for cooling. The University of Massachusetts Amherst Department of Agriculture says horizontal airflow is good for plant growth because fresh air replaces depleted carbon dioxide. The air stream also removes cold spots and the movement strengthens the plant roof. When companies choose their HVAC systems, they look for a combination of horizontal and vertical airflow and air conditioning. One option is to install a roof unit, then do some serious sewer work to move air through the room and then add additional circulation and exhaust fans to move the air properly through that room. Generally speaking, confusion, but better air movements can only be realized if there is enough space available. Developers, designers and dreamers would do well to include climate management in the conceptual plant design. No matter what crop is grown, it is up to the plant to control temperature, humidity, air quality and other aspects of the climate system. Nadia is the founder and CEO of an agricultural machinery company specializing in air conditioning and ventilation systems for agricultural and industrial plants in North America. Air conditioning generates heat, cool air and ventilation and helps control dust and moisture, which can lead to health problems. There are variables that can be controlled, but there is a need to ensure greater human health and comfort by using air conditioning and ventilation systems for agricultural and industrial installations. The options for cooling systems vary greatly depending on the level of control and comfort the homeowner wants. Various types of air conditioning and ventilation systems are available for agricultural and industrial installations. Electric air conditioning systems ensure pleasant room temperatures and humidity even under the harshest outdoor conditions. Fans can increase blood flow and reduce cooling load, but can be unsatisfactory if their cooling capacity is directly limited by the outdoor condition. Evaporative coolers can either cool a large amount of air or a small part of it simultaneously. Thank you all for joining us again on Agriculture. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.